After you wake up in the morning, you might think it's your coffee that's perking you up, but molecular biologist Carla Finkelstein says,
it's not. It's kind of a placebo, but it's not doing absolutely anything.
Finkelstein studies circadian rhythms, our preset body clock that never varies, even if our own schedules do. Mess with that internal clock and you could trigger disease.
And very many of the diseases that we have today in Western societies arrive because of this dysregulation of our internal clocks due to the exposure to artificial light at time of the days that we shouldn't be exposed to.
Finkelstein's team's new research confirms her earlier findings that this is why night shift workers develop cancer at higher rates. The bright light at night confuses cancer-suppressing molecules and cancer-fueling oncogenes. Finkelstein says limiting how long people stay on those night shifts could help. But the problem is practically no one these days can perfectly live by our hardwired circadian rhythms, getting up the moment the sun rises and going to sleep as soon as it sets. Finkelstein says limiting bright light at night or wearing blue light blocking glasses could help keep our circadian rhythms from getting out of tune and setting us up for disease. I'm Robbie Harris.